say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free. And the home of the
Ladies and gentlemen, you can see the full video and report, actually multiple videos, from this Saturday at Barton Creek with myself, Alex Jones, and others. Can't thank the audience enough for showing up and having a good time with us. We'll be right back.
constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Gentlemen, it is Monday, August 24th, 2020. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of news to cover today. A couple great guests coming up today as well. And a big announcement. A big announcement in the third hour today. You may already be aware of this, but a big announcement coming in the third hour. Before I get into the news, and we take care of business here today, cannot thank the audience enough for your support, not just at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on air. Obviously, we're eternally grateful for that. But those of you who showed up on Saturday, part of the what we're now calling the Free Barton Creek Liberty Movement or Barton Creek Liberty Movement. I forget what it is. BLM, Barton Creek Liberty Movement. You see how that goes? So can't thank everybody enough. Now, there were a lot of requests for us to do it again. Maybe we could do it one more time before the end of summer. Maybe. But with the announcement that we have coming up in the third hour, you'll see why it may not be something we can do. But maybe we'll do it one more time. Maybe we just say, hey, let's just go hang out on Saturdays. If you're here in Austin, we can do that. But once again, big ups to the audience, all your support at InfoWarsStore.com, and then coming out this Saturday at Barton Creek. And that's just some of the footage we rolled in the first segment. There's a couple videos that we have up there, including a little bit of a speech, I guess you would say, that I gave with the bullhorn. And then we all jumped the fence into Barton Creek, which they have locked down because of the fake pandemic, which will be one of the topics of discussion for today. Let's see, what do we have coming up? The latest in the fake pandemic. We'll cover all of that. It's exactly what you probably think, but we'll go into those details. The insanity of the left reaches new peaks every day. You're not going to believe what you see coming from Democrats and leftists over the weekend today. We'll be highlighting that. LeBron James seems to think he's a big fan of Malcolm X all of a sudden. And now everywhere he goes, he's pictured with a book of Malcolm X. Clearly, he's never listened to any of Malcolm X's interviews or lectures or speeches or actually read the books. So we've got some Malcolm X clips that maybe can make its way to LeBron James' ear. We'll see. I've got video clips from the weekend, the leftist violence, which got even out of hand again last night in a small town of Wisconsin. But now they're going into neighborhoods in Chicago and Portland and Seattle. It's not good. Of course, the RNC officially starts today as well. President Trump has already, I guess you could say, unofficially opened the RNC with a campaign event today. Unofficially, a campaign event today. You know, the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, looks to be about as bad as it could be when you talk about an Attorney General with Letitia James. Show me the man and I'll show you the crime. Letitia James is literally investigating anything and everything Trump Organization. Anything they've ever touched, any bank account they've ever opened or tried to open, any business dealings they've ever done, the New York Attorney General is going after him. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. It's as corrupt as it gets. It is the definition of political corruption, tyranny. Politicizing the bench, politicizing the law. Letitia James in New York, the Attorney General, is a shining example of somebody who does just that.
Of one of the most sexy women alive.
You have a crush on Letitia James?
Killing old people, giving them COVID-19 is sexy. Don't talk about her. I know you're going to play this next segment, Infowars.com. California, they beat the woman up, the fellow citizens do, and drag her out of a grocery store. This is the breakdown of civilization. I know you're doing a great job. I'm watching. Great job. Folks came out Saturday.
There's the clip right there. Yeah, you know, police officers choke a woman out, choke slam her. Nobody cares about that. It's for COVID.
This is what they're going to do when we don't take their forced inoculations that the UN has announced they're going to make Americans take. The UN just announced they're going to make you take their shots. This is war!
And the Pope has now come out and said universal COVID vaccination for all, and the World Health Organization has echoed those sentiments. So that's
Pope
nice.
Hoopus.
So that's what they're going to do. I just wish someone would have warned us. I wish someone would have seen this coming. I wish someone could have told us that this is what they really wanted.
I know. Who did that?
If only there was a news organization out there that told us that this whole virus thing was about forced vaccinations.
That told us the world government was coming in with forced inoculations?
But if there was something so bad, they would probably ban it off the internet. If there was such an organization that was
that
so
creature.
Demonized.
It warned us.
If there was ever anything.
I am a human pig clone.
If there was ever anything
they
like
did
that.
This to me.
They well, that was after you received the vaccine.
Yeah.
You were the test case for the vaccine.
We joke around about this. It's all getting real right now, folks. Oh, and I'm going to stop.
Well, it's actually even worse than people would like to imagine, because the left in this country has just lost their minds. I mean, I don't know how else to. That's right. We're announcing that in the third hour, coming up with Deanna Lorraine, who will be hosting.
The president has endorsed this as a social distancing crown.
What is that?
Where'd it go?
That's the new social distance crown. Not for sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Unavailable. Sold out. You can't even get it. There's only one, and I know where it is.
You know, we joke around, and I joke around, too. It's getting bad.
Well, we better keep Biden out of office, or that puppet's just going to make it even worse. But, hey, they threatened us. Michelle Obama said, you better let Biden in, or you know what? We're just going to keep sending our riot mobs into your neighborhoods, into your streets, and if you don't wear a mask, we're going to send them after you to beat you up, even if you're a handicapped woman or you know, it's just, this is what
and
they do.
Because they know we're restrained. They know we're not like them. Not for long.
Just like the guy said in California, just like we said this weekend at Barton Creek, by the way. Where the police officer offered me a hug afterwards. Apparently, I don't know where that footage is, but I'm sure we'll find it. By the way, though, candlelight vigil held for 5-year-old Cannon Hinant in Kensley, Goldsboro, North Carolina. Now, you notice at the vigil rally for Cannon Hinant, no violence, no looting, no burning, no destruction, none of that. And this was a much worse event than what happened to George Floyd. This event was actually racially charged. This event actually was a completely 100% beyond a reasonable doubt innocent victim and a 5-year-old executed in his backyard playing peacefully. And you know, if the roles were reversed, how this would be going. But we're 70 days to the election. As President Trump has said countless times now, the Democrats are doing everything they can to steal this upcoming election. And it's really not even about theft at this point because they can't steal it. It's all about confusion. It's all about turning it into just a huge debacle and then having their news, their fake news, report whatever they want that night just to lead to more chaos and destruction. And then they'll just blame Trump like they've done with everything else. So all of that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And you also won't believe, well, you will believe, who was working at Hillary Clinton's State Department. It's funny, the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, will investigate anything and anything and everything Trump. But when it comes to Hillary Clinton or the Clintons in general and Maxwell and Epstein, she seems to have no interest.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It has a sweet, it's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market, with over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score. Now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
Infowars.com/show.
Back into the InfoWars war room. Let me just do this. Let me just start pile driving through this news, and the crew back there is censoring some of these clips. Because I'll just get lost if I just don't start pile driving through this, and I need to just get focused real quick. So, now, remember 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, about a dozen doctors were in front of the Supreme Court building, talking about the successes they've had clinically with hydroxychloroquine. And this is just in specific reference to dealing with COVID. Hydroxychloroquine is known for decades to work specifically with zinc when fighting COVID, and is especially effective as a preventative measure. And so now it's come out that 700 plus physicians from all 50 states and four other countries, together they represent over 4,300 years of training and over 1,700 years of practice. And they have a request to President Trump for an emergency use authorization of hydroxychloroquine. So, this is really something, again, that we can't really tap into because the media is not going to cover it. And these doctors aren't politicos. They're not politically inclined. They're not in talk radio or going on the news. Some of them you're seeing, but as the overall mass, you're not really seeing it. But doctors are wondering, what is going on with this? How come we have a successful use of hydroxychloroquine and zinc? How come we have all these different successes, whether it's ozone treatment or these different steroids? We have all these positive treatments, total success for COVID. It works on the patients. It's less than 0.5% mortality rate. Why are we still having this panic? Why do we still have this lockdown? Why are we still wearing masks? None of it makes any sense. So now these doctors are just kind of like scratching their heads. But Trump needs to come out and do the right thing on this. I don't know why he's sitting on his hands. He needs to just come out and say it. We have a cure for COVID. We have a preventative for COVID, and we now know the death rate is less than 0.5%. Why are we still doing this? Moving on. Virginia health commissioner says he'll force all residents to take COVID-19 vaccine. And there it is. And just like the Pope, Pope Francis backs universal COVID vaccination for all. And the World Health Organization comes out in support of that statement. So that's really what it's all about. Big Pharma wants to chemically rape you, and they want to take your money, and they've already got the contracts. They've already got the legal cover. It's all set in stone, and you're not supposed to have a voice. You're not supposed to have a choice. You're supposed to sit down, shut up, take the vaccine, and don't ask any questions. And if you do, or if you talk about hydroxychloroquine, you will be censored. Is the pandemic fake? Absolutely. Are they hiding known scientific results with effective clinical research of hydroxychloroquine and other such things? They sure are. They don't care about your health. They never did. This was never about a virus. It was always about shutting down America and forcing you to take a vaccine. And now they're telling you it. And it doesn't matter all the doctors saying hydroxychloroquine works. It doesn't matter that we now have the numbers in that it's actually less than 0.5%. Like someone sent me the actual data. It's like 1/32 of 1% is the mortality rate. Now, if we would have known that at the beginning of this quote unquote pandemic, would we have ever shut down? Of course not, because it's just like a flu season. But you see, now that we're here, oh, that doesn't matter. And then stories like this keep surfacing. NFL has 77 false positive COVID-19 tests. Ah. So just like the MLB and just like the NBA and the NFL and all these other things out there. Oh, you tested positive? Oops, sorry, false positive. Oh, you tested positive? Wait, you never took the test? Oh, sorry. People are stunned. They say, yeah, I got a call saying I tested positive for COVID. I never got tested. Well, yeah. What do you think this is? The whole thing's a scam. But hey, you never got tested. You're on the list now. You jumped off a 30-story building and went kersplat on the ground. Oh, tested positive for COVID. Another COVID death. From Zero Hedge. Get on with your lives. Oxford professor says people have become overly frightened of COVID-19. Oh, I wonder why. Because the TV media is the virus. Fauci is the virus. Gates is the virus. Anybody who told you to panic over this, I mean, look, let's give it like 2-3 weeks of a buffer zone because you didn't really know. But boy, if you're still telling people to panic over COVID, you couldn't be a bigger fraud. But we know what it's really about, and here's what it's really about from the LA Times. Coronavirus overshadows Trump's legacy in office. See what this is all about? It's just like Russian collusion. Russian collusion overshadows Trump's legacy in office. Stormy Daniels overshadows Trump's legacy in office. PP tape overshadows Trump's legacy in office. Coronavirus overshadows Trump's legacy in office. And it's all this fake stuff that they just make up. And then they just talk about all day long. And then they say, oh, see, it overshadows his legacy. No, that's you. You're not the ones talking about him cutting taxes. You're the ones not talking about him fighting back political correctness. You're the ones that aren't talking about how he's exposed you as being totally fake news. You're the ones not talking about the new trade deals he signed. You're the ones not talking about North Korea, South Korea potential peace. You're the ones not talking about the peace deal with in the Middle East. You're the ones that overshadow his legacy. You at the LA Times, you at the CNN, you at MSNBC, you at ABC, you at ESPN, you overshadow Trump's legacy with your fake news. And that's all it is. But hey, if you want more of the shutdown, just vote Joe Biden. Biden to ABC's David Muir, I would shut down country to prevent spread of COVID-19 if scientists recommend it. And he wouldn't know any better. He can't think. Joe, there's a pandemic. You need to shut the country down. You got it. Shut that country down and let China operate fully. That's what Biden would say. Oh, and now they're lying about Biden's COVID testing too. They lie about his mental cognition test and they say, oh, he doesn't need to be tested for that. And then it was like 2 months before that when asked about it. He said, I get tested every day. So do you get tested every day or do you never get tested? Biden has not been tested for COVID-19, but incredibly strict protocols in place. Because, folks, they know, here's the deal. It could be a fake result, but it doesn't matter. If Biden tests positive, he's done. What are they going to say? I mean, he's already in quarantine, but they can't have those headlines about Joe testing positive, so they just don't even test him.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalist.
It was a sleeper product.
It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, because they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4% when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Let me finish off with some of this fake pandemic COVID news and then move on to some of these clips. That gym up in New Jersey that's doing everything the right way, I wish other business owners would take note. New Jersey gym becomes campaign rally location to keep doors open. Now we made it political. Atlas Gym is partnering with Republican U.S. Senate candidate Rick Mehta to continue the fight for small businesses. Now, again, this is the gym that kicked their doors in, reopened, and has been continuing to keep their doors open. I don't even think they enforce masks. And now it's become a political rally point. Absolutely. And my guess is that Atlas Gym is doing better now financially than they ever have because of the support they're getting. And see, this is all it takes, folks. It's all it takes. It's all it takes. I understand why people have the fear of the fines or the health Nazis or whoever they send after you, all these bureaucrats. Just screw them. Never pay the fine. Never shut down. keep your doors open. Make them show you that this isn't a free country. Make them show you what tyrants they really are. I don't know what else we have to do in this country to show that the pandemic is totally fake. I mean, how many rallies have I attended since this fake pandemic has been going on? 20? How many hands have I shaken? 1,000? No spread? No sickness? How's the crew doing back there? You guys okay? How's the crew back there? You guys doing okay? Yeah, okay. Doing good. We doing good? Good. Good. They go out there with me too, by the way. We're all swimming in the same creeks. You know, I want to tell a personal story, but I won't do it. It's just insanity. It's just insanity that anybody still buys this crap. And the fact that we're still playing along with this fake pandemic. But what's even sadder about it, let's say half the people that are playing along with the fake pandemic are only doing it for political purposes. They're only doing it because they think it makes Trump look bad. That's it. The other half probably think maybe they really are in a pandemic or maybe they really are scared. Half of them really only do it for political purposes. That's how bad it's gotten in this country. And you're going to see what's coming in this video clip that we're going to play. Colleges crack down on partying to stem outbreaks. Well, good. I didn't know. Well, maybe that'll get the college students to wake up even more to how fake it is. But yeah, try to take a drunken rager away from college students. See how that reaction is. Southeast. Now, see, this is actually from last week. Southeast Asia detects mutated virus strain sweeping the world. So this was a big story for about 24 hours. Oh, it's worse than Corona. 10 times deadlier. Which, okay, is that like 1% then? Actually, still no. Oh my gosh, 10 times deadlier. Biggest outbreak. Total spread. Was in the headlines for 24 hours and then just disappeared. Because it's not part of the plan. You see, it's not part of the plan. COVID-19, coronavirus, that's part of the plan. Some other deadly virus in Southeast Asia, not part of the plan, not important. 1.5 million dead of tuberculosis, not part of the plan, not important. But yet, Angela Merkel, alleged daughter of Hitler, it's daughter or granddaughter, either way, Angela Merkel warns pandemic threat leaves no room to ease restrictions. Ah. And by the way, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, take the streets in Germany to protest. No spread. Nobody got sick. Over the weekend, there were tens and thousands in the streets in Portland. Or excuse me. Well, yes, Portland, but Poland. Nobody got sick. No spread. No spread. No sick. All fake. But now here's what they're doing. As a woman goes into what appears to be a gas station or a convenience store, not wearing a mask. Which, by the way, I've been a little bit more aggressive lately, not wearing the mask and going places. Haven't dealt with anything. I think it's because I have just an air of being a kind of a jerk, and so people leave me alone. Because when I do it, I'm like, yeah, come on, tell me, just tell me to wear a mask. You know, I have that look, like, yeah, tell me to wear a mask. Like, huh? And then they back down. Actually, most people are actually even more nice to you. Yeah, they see that person. Yeah, tell that guy not to wear a mask. And they're like, okay, sir. Oh, but see, when they see a nice old lady who's like 70 years old, white hair, you know, not very, strong in her, you know, old age, that's the one they go after and literally beat up in a convenience store. And here's the clip.
Get out of here.
They throw her bag away. They literally shove her out of the store. Oh my gosh. I mean, this the woman doing this should be in jail for assault. They literally drag her out of the store, throwing things at her. I mean, talk about dehumanization. And again, if you really thought the virus was so deadly, why would you be grabbing a stranger? If you really thought the virus was so deadly, why would you be breaking 6 feet social distance? They don't. They know it's not deadly, folks. These are Democrats. These are liberals. They know it's not a real virus. They know it's not a real pandemic. They know they're not going to get sick. They only want to dominate you. And I just want you to see this. This is human psychology right here. These liberal progressive Democrats don't care about your health. They don't care about their health. All they care about is their political agenda. And here's another one where a woman gets beaten with a baton because her mask wasn't over her nose. See, but there's no protest over this police brutality. No, no, no. But see, this is the psychology, folks. This is the psychology. These liberal progressive Democrats just want to dominate you. And if faking a pandemic gives them that opportunity and ability, they're all in it. And they're so sick. I don't know how else I can tell you this. They're so sick. I told you this again. They will slit their own throat if they thought it would cause you any pain at all. If they could attach themselves to you at the hip and then just grab a rock and jump into the bottom of the ocean and they drown you and they don't care, they'll drown themselves with you. That's a victory to them. And so that's why when you go out and you don't have a mask and some liberal Democrat comes up and gets in your face and screams at you and grabs you and spits on you, because they know there's no actual threat of a virus. They know there's no actual threat of them getting sick. So they get in your face, they grab you. But what do they know? They know that this gives them the opportunity to boss you around. They know that this gives them the opportunity to dominate you. They know this gives them the opportunity to shame you as if you're committing a crime when they're just going along 110% with their conditioning, with their brainwashing, with their programming. But they don't even care. They don't even care. As long as it destroys you, as long as it brings you down, they're in. So this is, again, just in France. People gathered in a pub watching a soccer game, and the police show up and shut it down for a fake virus. This is what they've done, folks. This is the divide and conquer. It's all being done. It's all been planned. It's all been scientifically organized and measured. And now it's here. So just know it. Decide what you want to do next. The fake virus tyranny is coming to you. The Democrat riot mobs are coming to you. The Democrat censorship and ending of free speech is coming to you. You've been warned. You've been warned. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to say something right now. That is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record, that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work in the way they say they work. They change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Yes, it's the night of the living dead. That's the Joe Biden rally right there. Now, here's the irony. This was the actual Joe Biden golf cart parade. And it really does unintentionally encapsulate the energy or the lack thereof that the Joe Biden campaign has. Trump has thousands in a boat parade. Trump has tens of thousands that show up anytime he does an event. Hell, Trump has rallies around the nation. He's not even in the town. People just rallying for him. Biden has none of that. But, oh, he's got his golf cart parade going a shocking land speed of 5 miles per hour. Woo! That's the Biden campaign right there. I mean, look at the speed. The energy. Oh, yeah. Honk those golf horns. Okay. Yeah. Woo-wee. All right, though. Speaking of Biden, let's go into Biden a little bit here. Biden's got some problems here. Joe Biden accused of plagiarizing late Canadian politician Jack Layton in DNC speech. But if he did plagiarize it from Jack Layton, he did it years ago because he plagiarized himself. Now, this is sped up audio for time purposes. But ladies and gentlemen, Biden's speech in 2020 was the exact same speech he gave in 2008 at the DNC for Obama. Don't believe me? Hear it for yourself.
Barack Obama has worked his way up. He is the great American story. Senator Kamala Harris, she's a powerful voice for this nation. Her story is the American story. That work is more than a paycheck. It's dignity. A job is about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's respect. It's about whether or not you can look your child in the eye and say, we're going to be all right. It's about respect. It's about your place in the community. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay, and mean it. My dad who fell on hard times. You know, my dad was an honorable, decent man. He got knocked down a few times pretty hard. Always told me, though, champ, when you get knocked down, get up. Get up. But he always got back up. He worked hard, and he built a great middle-class life for our family. And why he'll make college more affordable. That's the change we need. And where cost doesn't prevent young people from going to college, and student debt doesn't crush them when they get out. Barack Obama will transform the economy by making alternative energy a national priority. An opportunity for America to lead the world in clean energy and create millions of new good-paying jobs in the process. And in the process, creating 5 million new jobs. With 5 million new manufacturing and technology jobs. For security, backing Social Security. If I'm your president, we're going to protect Social Security and Medicare. And he'll never, ever, ever give up until we achieve equal pay for women. With equal pay for women. Barack Obama will bring down healthcare costs by $2,500 for the average family. With a healthcare system that lowers premiums, deductibles, drug prices. Barack Obama will reform our tax code. He will cut taxes for 95% of the American people who draw a paycheck. That's the change we need. Because we don't need a tax code that rewards wealth more than it rewards work. Folks, remember when the world used to trust us? When they looked to us for leadership? I'll be a president who will stand with our allies and friends and make it clear to our adversaries. The days of cozying up to dictators is over. We will hold Russia accountable for its actions. Under President Biden, America will not turn a blind eye to Russian bounties on the heads of American soldiers. The American people are ready. I am ready. Barack is ready. So the question for us is simple. Are we ready? I believe we are. And this is the time, as Americans together, we get back up together. Let us begin, you and I together. This is our time. This is America's time. This is our moment to make hope and history rhyme. It defines who we are as a people. And now it's in jeopardy. I know it. You know it. You know, all elections are important. We know in our bones this one is more consequential. These are extraordinary times. This is an extraordinary election. And now history has delivered us to one of the most difficult moments America's ever faced. That's the America that George Bush has left us. And that's the America we'll continue to get if John McCain is elected president of the United States. Freudian slip. Is if he's given 4 more years, he'll be what he's been for the last 4 years. Our debt to our parents and our grandparents is too great. Our obligation to our children is too sacred. For you, your family, your children? Barack Obama has worked his way
so
up.
So there you go. Biden 2008, Biden 2020, same speech. Different guy, though. You'll notice that. Much different guy. Biden back then, still could hold his own on a podium. Biden today, well, you can see the lights aren't all on. Somebody's home, but the lights are not on. The elevator doesn't go all the way to the top floor, if you know what I mean. Some other weirdness. So John Cardillo, I believe he goes on Fox News, I'm not sure, but anyway, points this out. And let me just read for you his what he said, too. Because it just gives you a better idea of where he's coming from. Says, I despise conspiracy theories. You know that. But if Biden's speech wasn't pre-recorded, the cop in me wants to know how his lapel pin disappeared off the same suit and a watch appeared on his left arm as Harris joined him right after his acceptance speech. So, again, just to reiterate, Biden, in his speech, wearing a lapel pin, not wearing a watch. Allegedly, right after his speech finishes, he meets with Kamala Harris. Now, all of a sudden, there's no lapel pin, and he has a watch on. Of course he pre-recorded it, folks. Of course they pre-recorded his speech. Biden can't speak off the cuff. Biden can't do live events anymore. He's banned from it. And this speech was way too important for them to risk that. So they said, look, old Joe, we're going to use the exact same speech from 2008, but we're just going to pre-record it this time because, well, we know it's a big risk for you going live. Huh? What? Is my breakfast here yet? Joe, it's 6 p.m. in the evening. Just sit down and shut up. Now, you may remember as well, I had mentioned this, but we never did this. And I think I said this on air and the crew was just running around doing other stuff. We never did this on air, but we can do it now. And guys, remind me if I'm wrong, but I mentioned this last week, but I don't think we actually did the side-by-side comparison. And this gentleman has done so. You remember allegedly Hunter Biden spoke at the DNC. And I remember sitting here, or I remember watching it saying, that doesn't look like Hunter Biden. Something's really off here. And then I said on air, like, something's really off about Hunter Biden. Well, if you look at the Hunter Biden that spoke at the DNC and every other known photograph of Hunter Biden, I mean, again, folks, I'm not going to tell you what to believe, but I'll present to you what I see, and you can make the decision for yourself. So, guys, if you're looking for this, at Plastic Surgeon E, William E. Gary Jr. is where I'm getting this. Yeah, there you go, guys. I mean, come on. If that's Hunter Biden, he's had some serious facial reconstructive surgery. Maybe he has. Maybe he has had a nose job. Maybe he has had some sort of a mouth job or a facelift or a lip change. I don't know. But I'm just showing you that it's like, you know, it's like Kamala Harris goes on MSNBC with blacked out demon eyes. And people are like, hey, that doesn't look like the Kamala Harris from just last week that was on TV. People just call it as they see it. So what happened to Hunter Biden? I mean, it's almost one of those things where, I mean, even when Sammy Sosa like had the vitiligo or bleached his skin or whatever, still looks like Sammy Sosa, still has the same nose, still has the same smile, same everything, same head, same face. I mean, literally, Joe, look at, go back to the photo. Hunter Biden's forehead gets smaller. I mean, his hairline is different. I feel like I'm going crazy here, guys. But do I have to be the one that says that's not Hunter Biden that spoke at the DNC? Seems awfully odd, doesn't it? So you can be the judge for yourself, I suppose, but that's just where we're at. Okay, now, let's see here. Oh, let's look at clip 19. This is just real quick. Democrat senator very, very unhappy that he can't figure out how to get his Skype to work at the digital DNC. Guys, just roll this. Yeah, you're live.
Oh, we're German.
Oh, man. Now, that's funny. Hey, good job, Dems. You really know how to have a horrible DNC. Boy, but you know what? I'm afraid the Republicans aren't going to learn much from this because they're about to do the exact same thing. And they're just bringing up a bunch of establishment Republicans that nobody really wants to hear from, quite frankly. So the RNC is probably going to be a bit of a flop as well, unfortunately, until Trump speaks. But it'll be better than the DNC, at least. They won't be a total fraud event with fake people and fake crowds and everything. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Big guest about to come up.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, let me cover this story real quick. Before, in the next segment, I'm just going to roll a video of something that went down last week that I think this audience needs to see and hopefully be inspired by before my guest joins me after that. But headline here, Mike Milbury, famous hockey broadcaster, commentator. Mike Milbury criticized after saying women couldn't disrupt NHL players in bubble. Now, Milbury is always a target of the left. He says what he wants. He doesn't apologize. And they always just take his statements out of context and just want to attack him for it. It's just another scalp they want. And so I want you to listen to the clip so that you can hear it in context and then understand what it is and then realize that this is what the left now is coming after Mike Milbury for saying during a live NHL telecast, claiming what he said was misogynist. Here is the clip in context, clip 14.
Come here and play hockey. And if you think about it, it's a terrific environment with regards to if you enjoy playing and enjoy being with your teammates for long periods of time, it's a perfect place.
Not even any woman here to disrupt their concentration.
Oh, and also, too, no
So there you go. So the hockey players are all basically at a camp, essentially, because of this COVID for the NHL playoffs. They're all in, I think it's like Ottawa or something. So they're all there. They're all in this camp. And, you know, they're going to their hotels. They're going to practice. They're playing the game. And that's pretty much it. And so Mike is saying, yeah, if you're a hockey player, you love this. It's hockey around the clock. And not even women can distract you. So what he's saying is, and I mean, if you've ever hung around any athletes, but yeah, you know, they go to the clubs, they go out drinking. Girls like professional athletes. 1 + 1 = 2. I think we all know where this is going. And so Milbury is simply saying, hey, they're not distracted by women up here. They're not distracted by booze. They're not distracted by partying. They get to come up here and just play hockey with none of the distractions. And then the left says, oh my gosh, how misogynist. He has insulted women. Imagine you sit around all day watching television, watching sports, just waiting, hoping that that broadcaster says something that you can deem as offensive. Imagine that lifestyle. That's who these people are, though. Real quick, well, you know what? We'll just have to wait for that because I don't have enough time right now, but when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, you know, people always ask me what can they do, or they want us to do something. And it's just, it's like what Drew Hernandez said on the Alex Jones show today. Before you ask me what to do or you want me to do something, ask yourself if you have done that. Ask yourself if you've taken that step. Ask yourself if you've stepped on that ledge. Ask yourself if you've put that skin in the game. Because at the end of the day, you take action or no one takes action. And so when we rejoin the War Room here in the second hour, we're going to play a clip. This is Jason Lowe with the Titans of Liberty, who went to a couple Walmarts in his local area. And, well, ladies and gentlemen, again, people call into this show. They send me messages all the time. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? People call in. They come find me. They say, hey, you know, we should do this. Hey, we should do that. Hey, why aren't we doing this? We're doing as much as we can and even more. So I ask you, what are you doing? What have you done? What are you willing to do? And so we're going to air this entire video from Titans of Liberty when we come back. You want to know? Hey, Owen, what can I do? Hey, Owen, what can I do? Hey, Owen, what can I do? Well, watch this next video. This is what you can do. And it's not about me, it's about you.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Do not give in to the medical tyranny. We don't have to wear masks. It's 90 degrees outside. They said 2 weeks. You can wear the mask for 2 weeks. That's what they said. They want to shut down the economy. They want to shut down America. They want to shut down our freedom. They want you dead. These bastards don't understand what we're here for. You think I want to be here looking like a fucking joke right now? Infowars.com. Find out the truth about the medical tyranny.
I know
they're shutting down America.
I know they are.
They think this is a joke? Tyranny response team.
All right, brothers.
God bless. Here's the Walmart FEMA camp where they got you going around and they make you go into one section because, you know, you're bad. If you're a bad human if you walk by any other human. So here we go. Infowars.com. Learn the truth. Don't give in to medical tyranny. Do not give in to medical tyranny. They are shutting down America. Infowars.com. Do not give in to global tyranny. Do not give in to medical tyranny. Infowars.com. Thank you.
She was confused, but I had a mask. She didn't know what to do.
Wake up, people. Infowars.com. Wake up. Find out the truth. Don't give in to medical tyranny. I know they're going to kick me out, but let's go this way. They're going to have to catch me first. Ma'am, don't give in to medical tyranny. Find out the truth at InfoWars.com. Guys, don't give in to the medical tyranny. New World Order is taking over America. InfoWars.com. Don't give in to the medical tyranny. InfoWars.com. Sir, here you go. Don't give in to the medical tyranny. InfoWars.com. You're a worker. You have rights. You don't have to wear that mask. That mask is not good for you to breathe in carbon dioxide. Coronavirus is a hoax. Infowars.com. Infowars.com.
Thank you. I love you.
Don't give in to medical tyranny.
I love Infowars, bro.
Don't give in to medical tyranny.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Infowars.com.
Thanks, bro.
You're welcome. Com. Don't submit to medical tyranny, sir. Do not submit to medical tyranny. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. You want us to leave? We'll leave. I see that your mask is falling off. If they told you to take a vaccine or work at Walmart, would you do it? Okay, I'm glad you don't care. But they're shutting down America. Infowars.com. I heard you already. Infowars.com. Walk. Real slow if you want. Infowars.com. You don't have to wear that mask. You have rights. It's funny until they shut down America. They're trying to scare you. They're trying to shut down the economy. They're trying to shut down the economy, and everybody thinks it's a joke. Everybody thinks it's a joke. Let's shut down America. You can't go to the club. You can't go to church. You can't go to the beach, but you can go to Walmart. Infowars.com. Don't submit to medical tyranny. No, we're not cutting it. You can't touch my phone. We're getting out. I'm getting out nice, because I'm not one of those crazy leftists who'll come in here and go crazy. No problem. Don't submit to medical tyranny. You don't have to wear that mask. You have rights. They're trying to shut America down. Everybody thinks this is a joke. You think I want to be here doing this? It's not a joke. Medical tyranny. They're shutting down America. Infowars.com.
I'm going to be right here.
I am.
That's all right. We'll call the cops.
Okay. All right.
So then two civilians call the cops. These aren't even workers. They're just civilians. They're going to call the cops.
You know that mask isn't good for you to breathe into, right? The carbon dioxide levels are really high and toxic. Did you know that? So, you don't care. So next, I'm wrong, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, he believes in the pandemic, but then he comes up to the guy within 6 feet and tells him to wear a mask. Well, if you believe in the pandemic, stay away.
He thinks that's good for him. I think his dreadlocks are too tight. What do you think? A little bit, right? Well, look, no one can force you to wear a mask, not even Walmart. And if you have a medical condition, you don't need to. At least poor workers have to wear it. And they don't know that shit is bad for them. It's toxic for them. You're breathing in carbon dioxide at high levels. High levels.
All right, well, if you missed it, we were just live at Walmart. Of course, we got kicked out because I'm passing these babies out. So we're at the mall now.
Is that good? Sir, don't give in to medical tyranny. They're shutting down America. You're welcome. Ma'am, they're shutting down America. Wake up to the medical tyranny. Shutting down America. Wake up to the medical tyranny.
Okay.
That mask is not good to wear. Shut America down. The UN is working with the globalist forces to shut America down and bring us into medical tyranny. And find out the truth about the coronavirus. Infowars.com. Wake up to medical tyranny.
Hi, Mom.
Find out the truth about medical tyranny. They're shutting down America. Chuck, find out the truth about medical tyranny.
And let's just say it. We're all caught in their thing right now. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that these Lilliputians are tying me down and tying you down. Right now! They are tying you down! And they think it's funny! Well, I don't think it's funny, and I'm gonna break free! And I need you to break free with me.
I was there. I was there! They're telling me we were gonna go anywhere. We were gonna go up with a bang. So why? So this?
Hey,
they're shutting down America.
Yes, dear.
Wait. 6 feet. Learn about the medical tyranny that's shutting down America. Infowars.com. Wake up. Find out the truth about the coronavirus. Wake up. You're being shut down. Find out the truth about coronavirus. Infowars.com. Here you go, man. Here, I'm not gonna sit on my ass with a mask at home.
Neither am I. No mask here.
So he continues to go around the mall, handing out the band.video stickers, the InfoWars stickers that come with your orders from InfoWarsStore.com. And you can see most of the response is positive here. So, ladies and gentlemen, the full video and more can be found on the Titans of Liberty YouTube page. And Jason from the Titans of Liberty is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. And so, again, if you saw the stickers that he was handing out during the video, if you're watching, we put about 12 of these or so in every order at InfoWarsStore.com. And so if you're sitting on a pile of them, that's one way you can disperse them right there. I mean, heck, you got people, there's Jason right there. I mean, you got people, you go to a ball game or something, you come out, there's, you know, marketing for like the latest strip club or whatever down the street, or like a buffet eatery. You know, they put that on your windshield wipers. Do it with the stickers. I mean, take action. So, and that's what Jason was saying to me when we talked this weekend. He's saying, you know, people are always asking, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? Well, what have you done? Don't ask me what can you do. Ask me what, let me ask you, what have you done?
And by the way, I'm in there watching. If we're going to save the country, it's guys like this are going to do it. We have to get out there, all of us, and say no to this tyranny. Like that woman they just drug out, saying she disrespected. It's all about making us dirty and bad. It's all a hoax.
And again, most people are wondering, they either don't know what's going on or they're just kind of going along to get along. As soon as they see someone fighting this, as soon as they see someone else raising their voice and raising hell and saying, hey, this is fake. Hey, we're getting goose-stepped into tyranny here. All of a sudden, they get activated. All of a sudden, those survival instincts coming out. So you don't know. Who knows how many Jason Lowe inspired by going to Walmart and going to the mall? He inspired me, I'll tell you that. I'm going to mimic this in some way, shape, or form someday down the road. But Jason coming up next from Titans of Liberty. And again, if you want those stickers that are available at InfoWarsStore.com or just get the supplements, whatever else, and we send them to you for free.
You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water. I'm going to say something right now. That is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
There's President Donald Trump live, just got off of Marine Force One, politically campaigning, massive crowds again, wherever Trump shows up, massive crowds, Biden would be lucky, but he's hiding in a basement as the RNC is set to begin. The only way the RNC could really go well, in my opinion, is if Trump speaks every night, but I'm being told that that's the plan. Otherwise, this digital convention stuff is really pathetic. So in the last segment, you saw Jason Lowe at a Walmart, at a mall in Florida, going around wearing the Alex Jones mask, passing out Bandot video stickers and telling people about the medical tyranny and the fake pandemic. And so when we were talking, Jason, this weekend, you said, you know, this is a calling card. Because I know you've seen it before where people call in or they come up to me and they say, hey, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Or we need to do this. We need to do this. We need to do that. We need to do it. Well, what have you done? And I'm not trying to insult the audience. This is the most activist audience out there. But to those who call in and or you know, email me or come up to me and give me all these ideas or ask me what to do, instead of asking me what to do, ask yourself, what have I done? And so I thought that that video put together on Titans of Liberty was very powerful and even inspirational for me. So Jason from Titans of Liberty, Jason Lowe, joins us now. So A, just what inspired you to do that? And then B, talk about the response you got, because it seems that most of the response was actually positive. Obviously, the people kicked you out of Walmart. But other than that, it seemed like most of the response was positive.
Well, as you know, I like to make the information war physical because that's the only way to wake up your community. And that's what this is about as well. It's not just about waking up the nation or the world. It's about waking up my community that is surrounding me. So I remember on Father's Day, I went out to the store, had some family coming over, and I went to the store and literally this is, you know, it's Father's Day. So I saw everyone wearing a mask. And I go in, I say I have a medical condition, I walk right by them. I have a medical exemption, I say, actually, and walk right by them. I've never had anyone stop me. We were even in the airport like that for Washington, D.C. for July 4th. I've done Hug a Trump Supporter on Clearwater Beach. We've done that twice in 2018 and 2019. We've done the InfoWars Army bullhorning and things like that. We like to go out and be active, and that's what you can do. But what I figured is the InfoWars Army and the people watching, everyone's InfoWars Army, period. It never died. So all you need to do is this. You support InfoWars, right? Well, I just received my package this morning. So what you do is take a knife, cut this baby open. And I was triggered. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to call us soy boys now because we're getting triggered by coronavirus. I figured I had to go out and do something. So here we go. See what I got in here. Got my Turbo Force. Of course. Honestly, that's what happens. You see that video? That's what happens when you take a whole Turbo Force. So if you take a whole Turbo Force, that's what happens. You end up going to Walmart and to the mall, your local mall. And I've got my Super Male Vitality. There we go. Okay. All right. We're plugging. We did enough plugging. Now, what does it come with? Bam. Go out, stop talking trash about we're not doing enough. Go out, hand them out. If you don't want to hand out InfoWars stickers and you don't want to, you know, show that you're an InfoWars fan, I think this is what we should do. We should offer, maybe InfoWars Owen can help out, some facts about coronavirus. Our facts, the true facts. You know, you have banned videos. What about banned facts? Make a fact sheet. Everyone can print it out and just hand them out at your local Walmart. Go in the mall. Nobody stopped me at the mall at all. We were walking. We walked back and forth. And I hit about 50, 60 people with those Bandot video stickers. And I figured, why not stand out? Why not put on a Halloween mask? It's Alex Jones. A lot of people know who Alex is. And why not stand out? Make it cringy. Make people think you're a clown. Because people are going to say, why is this guy doing this? He must really believe what he's, you know, what he's fighting for. And this is about waking up our generation to the hoax that we see now. This is a hoax. Now we see that they're forcing vaccines. We've been warning about this. It's happening all so fast. It's time to wake up and wake up your community. But I got triggered, and I saw people wearing masks, and I was the only one not wearing a mask, and nobody asked questions. It's 95 degrees outside. They said this thing dies in the sun. Fauci himself, we went over this on the Titans of Liberty show, Owen. We played him over and over, saying that you don't need to wear a mask. So this mask is a placeholder for the vaccine. We see it coming. The vaccine is a placeholder for the certification of vaccination ID, COVID-19, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. It's mixed in with the Build Back Better agenda that exposed Joe Biden is pushing. His slogan, Build Back Better, is a UN agenda slogan. He is running as the UN president, and they're pushing all this stuff with this hoax. People need to wake up to it.
You know what really hurts me when I see you approaching people and sharing them the truth? You know, I wish they understood you're fighting for their liberties. I mean, you're out there fighting for their liberties. Yeah, you know what? InfoWars is banned and Titans of Liberty have endured censorship. And a lot of people in this audience understand that, but they don't get it. Like, hey, I'm out here fighting for your rights. I'm out here fighting for your freedom. I don't want you to be forced to take a vaccine. I don't want you to be unable to have free speech on the internet. You know, so it's like, I get upset when I see these people coming after you like you're so crazy. No, you're crazy, lady. You don't understand. I'm here fighting for your rights. I'm not your enemy. It's like they don't even realize you're the one that's put yourself into this discomfort zone. You're the one that's put your skin in the game. You're the one that's sticking your neck out there for them. And then for them to come after you, to me, it's really the saddest thing when I see that.
Well, the two guys that came after me were actually like undercover security at Walmart. So those guys were actually like, yeah, like they have those secret shoppers that watch for people that are stealing, you know, from Walmart, basically. And they work as backup security. So we were walking out of there. I wasn't getting crazy. I was just closing out the video. That's all. I was with Eddie George, who does the camera work with me as well. Shout out to Eddie George. Proud of your boy. You know, we were just there about to close out the video. The guy came up and, you know, he was the way that he approached me. You know, you can get their vibe. You catch their vibe when they start walking towards you. You could already tell that he was a soy boy, Antifa looking, you know, Democrat. I mean, that's really what it is. And I don't want to hate on him, but, you know, you can just see them now. It's, you know, you can tell. And I go in. Sometimes I'll go to these Democrat rallies and I'll go with a Yankees cap on, a plain black T-shirt. And they still know I'm a Trump supporter. They still know that I support America. It's not about Trump. It's about the truth. Like I said before, and it's not about Alex Jones or InfoWars. It's about the information. You know, you can call them CIA. You can call them FBI all you want. What the hell are they pushing? They're pushing pro-American freedom. They're pushing to save America, trying to wake President Trump up, getting the we the people involved again. And it's getting your feet on the ground. And
well, that's
only,
what's so wild is the real power of InfoWars is this audience. But I got to stop you real quick. Final 30 seconds. You were saying that those guys were security?
Those guys were security.
Did they prove that to you?
Well, the black dude was for sure because the lady was telling him to walk me out. So, well, I don't know for sure, but I mean, I'm pretty sure, yeah, 100%. Those guys were security at Walmart.
Well, if they are security, they're pretty bad at their job because they left their outpost to go after you. So that's right. Kind of ironic. But let's come back another segment with Jason Lowe here. We can get into some other news, too, because he covers news on his broadcast every night. We can tell people where to watch that. But, folks, again, before you ask someone else, hey, what should we do? Ask yourself, what have you done? Take that first step. Take that first leap.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best durable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalist.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And my guest, Jason Lowe from Titans of Liberty, is with us. They are located in Florida. Here is what a sheriff has warned some Florida residents.
You anything in social media, but we have received information in social media that some of the criminals were going to take their criminal conduct into the neighborhoods. I would tell them if you value your life, you probably shouldn't do that in Polk County, because the people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns, and they're going to be in their homes tonight with their guns loaded. And if you try to break into their homes to steal, to set fires, I'm highly recommending they blow you back out of the house with their guns. So leave the community alone.
Now, I've got footage of BLM and Antifa in Portland, in Chicago, in Wisconsin, in all kinds of places, going into neighborhoods, once again, just rioting completely out of control. For the most part, though, I don't think it's gotten too bad in Florida. Now, Jason, you're in Florida. You just heard the message from that Polk County Sheriff right there. Do you echo what he has said? And do you agree that Florida has not been so bad with these Democrat-led riots?
Amen. 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 He's actually in the neighboring county to my county here in Florida. So we see him all the time on the news. He's always definitely someone who makes the news, and I couldn't agree more. Actually, what's his name as well? The preacher from South Africa, Rodney Brown, he's here in Tampa as well. He was arrested here for having his church ceremony, but now I think he's doing it outside. I want to say this too about what we were just talking about. I want to call it the coronavirus challenge, the InfoWars coronavirus challenge. People need to get out. I'm begging you right now, InfoWars, if you're watching this, InfoWarriors, InfoWars Army, all the InfoWarriors out there just need to do something. It is so easy right now to resist. Resistance is easy right now. Just go outside, even going to Barton Springs and just saying, hell no, we're going to go hang out. We're going to go in the water and we're going to have a good time. We're going to be human beings and we're going to talk to each other. We're going to socialize. Not how you tell us to socialize. Now they want to send kids back to school in a corner, sit back in the corner and play with a ball by yourself, just bounce against the wall, you know. And by the way, Black Lives Matter, you know, on top of that. But when it comes to BLM, I want to say in Antifa, I know that, you know, the Proud Boys and I am a member of the Proud Boys. We're bashing heads against Antifa this weekend. But I do also want to say that in Utah, Thad, who also does a Titans of Liberty show with myself, he has reached out to BLM in Utah, and he has videos of this, and we can share this another time with you guys, of him actually talking to the leader of BLM and at a protest, and them giving him the floor, letting him talk with a bullhorn and address BLM for a couple minutes. And they actually listen to him, and he's been reaching out to them. And he's become friends with BLM. So this is what's going on in Utah, but then in Portland, okay, it's a totally different story, but people need to go out and just wave their flag. So I'm committing to the InfoWars family members here, because we're all family, that I'm going to go out at least twice a month and do this, with whether it's handing out the stickers or handing out the information. I want to actually hand out the information with links to the coronavirus truth. Okay. And the reason why I use Bandai Video, because Greg Reese and Alex and all the hard hitting specials that they do on coronavirus, they just hit so hard. And that's why we had to push Bandai Video. And the fact that Alex pushed the band videos to the top, even above his show, is very important. And that's why I wanted to send people there. And the Proud Boys, we're going to be doing flag waves every 2 weeks. So we're going to be in Clearwater Beach at 11 a.m. Pier 60. That's right in the front of Clearwater Beach, right there in the smack dab middle. We're going to be there 11 a.m. this Saturday. You want to meet us there, wave your flags with us, come out, meet us and greet us. It's about hearts and minds. It's about coming together with the other side, even though knowing a lot of them don't know that they're run by a corporate Marxist system that is funded by people that want to bring down your freedom because they want to bring down your country. They got you actually saying no borders, no wall, no USA at all. They want you to hate your existence while they make your existence illegal. And that's what this is all about.
Keep me posted with those events as far as they're concerned. We'll try to help you with promotion there. And, you know, you said something that was so key. You said resist while it's easy. Folks, nobody wants to pick up a gun, okay, and point it at another human and think that they'd have to pull the trigger, whether that's for self-defense, whether that's for defense of a nation, defense of your family, whatever. Believe me, it's the last thing any of us want to do is think that we'd actually have to mount up and arm up and go boots to the ground to fight to save America in our own country. So let's not let it get to that point. Let's hope we never have to do that. But if we don't take this resistance while it's easy right now, like you said, then you're never going to pick up that gun and do that. And I don't want to. No, let's hope we never have to. But that's my point. If you can't go wave a flag just to show support for America, if you can't go warn your friends and family about the fake pandemic, if you can't at least try something, you know, as far as just free speech, communication, social activity, you know, culture is concerned, then yeah, there's no way when this thing gets hard, are you going to resist then? There's just no way. If you can't resist now, there's no way you're going to resist that.
How many people are watching right now that can get up off their ass and do something? Just don't wear a mask. Imagine if people just say, you know what, we're going back to work and we're not wearing masks. Damn it, this is America. This is America. What have we fallen to? Come on. We need toxic masculinity right now. And we need an a-hole like President Trump to lead the country through all this crap. He needs to stop playing games, stop playing their word games, stop playing their lawyer talk games, and fight for the country, man. We're here. We're ready to take it back. We want a peaceful revolution. We don't want this violence. And I just want to say there was a picture of a former Proud Boy who got disavowed pointing a gun at Antifa. That's not a Proud Boy anymore. Just letting you guys know that right now. That's news right here for you guys. No, people saw that. That wasn't us. That was somebody next to our group. But no, that's not what we're here for. We just stand for saying America is the best. America's number one. And if we can take care of America and really make America great again, and we can actually have a good process for immigrants to come in. We're not anti-immigrant. I always read that all the time. I get called a white supremacist, anti-immigrant. BS. No. Let's have a legal system where we can make America great again and then make the rest of the world great again. Let's open back America. Let's open back the world again. Let's start with not wearing a mask, which is, of course, it's only a placeholder, like we said, for the vaccine. Now they want to mandate those vaccines. What do you think is going to happen if the UN president, Joe Biden, is in office? That's it, America. Say goodbye. And I sent you guys some pictures about what we found in California, Norwalk. I guess it got sent to me from a family member, pictures where they're pushing BLM and they're pushing LGBT to sixth graders inside the apps of the iPads that they give them. They have to do school from home. They're getting the iPads and then they're pushing them to actually do pic collages. The math teacher pushing this on the kids, and they got the all CNI in there, LGBT. There it is. And this is in Norwalk. Let me give you the name of the school real quick. I have it right here. Corvallis Middle School, Norwalk, California. So this is what's going on. This is the fight for your country. It's not just on the video games on Instagram and everywhere you look. It's also inside these little iPads. Apps that they're shoving down the kids' throats. And this is what they're pushing now. This is the new agenda. Next thing you know, they're going to be trying to vaccinate your kids in the damn public school. When is enough enough?
Yeah, guys, show the Black Lives Matter ones that they're promoting and all the gay stuff that they're promoting too, which, look, again, yeah. Why are they doing this? This has nothing to do with the education system. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, I do believe that there's a lot of people within Black Lives Matter that are just anti-establishment and just think that the Black Lives Matter organization is something that can help them fight us, but it doesn't give them any answers. When you actually give them answers on how the corrupt establishment works and how it's being used against us, they're usually pretty receptive.
This is the thing, too. Do you see, like, go back to that screen if you guys can. See how they use, and this is just like Build Back Better. Black Lives Matter. We stand with you. Listen, learn, love. Be better, do better. It's these little, it's like talking with emojis. Like, they've dumbed down the conversation.
And by the way, they never put up a White Lives Matter thing. By the way, TitansOfLiberty.com. Titans of Liberty is the show. Right. Thad's on there. Jason's on there. I go on there every once in a while, folks.
Leo Zagami tonight.
Leo Zagami's on tonight. There you go.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. Wars. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. In the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? You can really break civilizations down into two types. Predatory and non-predatory. Or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave who will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't emphasize this enough. The smallest yet most effective act of resistance that you can engage in right now that costs you almost nothing is just not wearing a mask. Now, I understand if you want to have it in your pocket or have it in your car, and when they tell you to put it on, put it on. But refusing to wear it, not wearing it, because let me just tell you, And I won't divulge too much information because, quite frankly, I literally have people that stalk me where I go grocery shopping, like where I go work out. Like, I'm not even kidding you. It's a joke. And so I don't videotape myself doing this because I'd like to have some places where I can go and not be harassed. But I'll just tell you, I went somewhere that I haven't been since the mask order, since they kicked me out for not wearing a mask. And, went there this morning, mask. I did have a mask with me. I wasn't wearing it. And I talked to some other people who said, yeah, just go in without it, see what happens. Just don't put it on. Sure enough, I went. And there were a couple other people not wearing a mask. Most people were wearing a mask. But what I noticed was when I went to the area where everyone was masked up and I went without my mask, and then as soon as they saw me, they took off their mask. Just like that. I didn't have to say anything. I didn't have to do anything. I just went about my own business, mask free. And others saw it and said, oh, I don't have to wear this mask. And just like that, the smallest act of resistance, just not wearing a mask. Believe me, I get it. You want to go throughout your lives. You don't have your camera on 24/7, you know, in case someone harasses you. You don't want to deal with the headache of somebody harassing you. Believe me. Believe me, I get it. Believe me. But I'm just saying, it's the smallest act of resistance, and you'd be amazed how many other people you can actually inspire. And I'm telling you, there's been other times where I go with the mask and say, hey, wear the mask, and I fight him on it, and other people are like, no, he's right, man. Oh, leave him alone. So again, it's like I don't want to turn my whole life into like a reality show where I have to film 24/7 or I'm just constantly at arms with people. But pick and choose your battles, folks. Now, how do you even talk about the mindset of the left when it comes to race-based stuff, which is just all they are these days? Now, again, Indivisible is a Democrat-run, left-wing-run, probably even gets Soros money. They send out emails. They have probably a million people in their email list, very heavily involved in the Democrat Party. And, you know, I'm so sick of Democrats and left getting away with lies and slander and libel and defamation with no recourse ever at all. Again, it's like, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'll get sued for defamation and they literally won't even put a quote in the lawsuit. Not even a quote. Nothing I've said is even in the lawsuit. Ginger says, Schroyer defamed me. Not even a single quote. Zero quotes. You understand? I'll get sued and they won't even spell my name right. And I don't even want to talk about this, but the point is, I'm sick of this crap. The left has all these different law snipers just waiting just to pull that trigger and sue you for nothing. They don't care if they win the suit or not. It's the time, it's the money, it's the hassle. And they do it all damn day. And then they have the nerve with their Take Action newsletter that probably goes out to millions of people to lie about and defame an individual who I've never even heard of. But I went and I looked into this. So in the email, it says, in a recent radio interview, Roger Williams was overtly racist and disparaged a significant part of his constituency. Here are some of the quotes. So they just called this man racist. Okay? Now, let's go to the quote. Here's the quote. When you begin to lose a city, it's hard to get it back. And the problem is, Austin is becoming an inner city. And you know what I mean by that is where people stay outside the city, they don't come in. Just like they do in Chicago, they don't go into New York, they don't go into Portland, they stay out. And I think it's a shame that Austin is heading towards being an inner city type environment. That's just absolutely 100% correct. No mention of race, no mention of skin color. And then they take quotes without any context, conveniently enough, and say, he goes on to say we need to stand up against these, quote, thugs and the, quote, mob who take these cities over. That it's an, quote, invasion of our liberty and that, quote, we got to elect people that think like the people do. Now, any mention of race, no mention of skin color, no mention of anything ever. And you can even go listen to the full interview on the radio show that they're quoting. He never mentioned skin color once, folks. Not a single mention. Not even a single mention of a certain group. You understand? And then they say, oh, he's racist. And they go on to say, to conclude this little section, who are the, quote, people he is referring to? He might as well just come out and say white people. And to label Austin an inner city, it's not even a dog whistle anymore. It's a flat out racist, and Williams needs to go. So no context, no racist quotes, no racist anything, and they just make it up. When the truth is, they're racist because they're the ones that associate skin color with the word mob. They're the ones that associate skin color with the word thug. They are the ones that are racist, you see. By the way, most of Antifa or whatever comes out in Austin is like 90% white. So even if he was referring to race, it wouldn't be racist because he's white, but he's not. He says thugs who come to Austin and rob or loot or burn or riot are thugs. That's a mob. No mention of skin color. And again, in Austin, it's like all white people. So this individual, Representative Roger Williams, should be able to sue Indivisible for these false claims. But see, we don't have these law groups ready to go with the ammunition that won't charge. This is all the left does. They have all the funding, they have all the law groups, and then they lie, slander, and libel without any consequence at all. And that's how we've gotten here. That's how we've gotten right here. And they're going to continue to lie and libel and slander until they start paying out hundreds of millions of dollars in court cases. Now, my guess is they never will, but it's really sad that that's what we have to go through. It's really sad that that's what the left is, intentionally, knowingly, deceivingly misrepresenting, taking quotes out of context just to accuse anybody they disagree with politically of being a racist. It's the most pathetic thing I've ever seen in my life, quite frankly. And they're never going to stop. They're never going to stop. Ever. Pew Research, 1 in 6 protesters are black. Yeah, again, it's not even black people that are doing this. I mean, you can go look at any videos of this rioting and the looting and everything, and you can say, oh, there's a white guy, there's a black guy. It's irrelevant. When you're in a mob of people behaving like thugs, it doesn't matter what your skin color is. When you are a criminal, you are a criminal. But isn't it amazing how the left and the Democrats can't even see that their own racism, if I say the word thug and they immediately think of a black person, that's because they're racist. If you say the word mob and a Democrat thinks about black people, that's because that Democrat is racist. But see, they project their racism onto you, onto conservatives, onto Trump, because they know racism is pretty much eradicated in our civilization, in our culture. But see, they're the bitter clingers to racism. So they want to project it out to, onto everyone else so that it kind of normalizes their racism. And then we're sitting here pointing out, hey, we're not racist. That's not racist. What are you talking about? And then they're sitting here laughing because they know they're the real racists. But nobody ever accuses them of being the racist, because they're the ones accusing of all the racism. It's just ridiculous. You know, let me just look at some of this. These Democrats are so out of control. You know what? I'm going to come back and I'm going to do this on the other side. But I mean, you think you've seen madness of the left? I'm going to show you how mad they really are. And I'm not talking about anger. I'm talking about insanity. I'm talking about crazed. I'm talking about psycho. So that's coming up with a major announcement with our in-studio guest, Deanna Lorraine, is all coming up in the next hour, ladies and gentlemen. So the third hour of the fastest 3 hours on the internet begins in T-minus 3 minutes. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, we have emergency food supplies, storable food supplies, shipped upon order right now. Shipped upon order for emergency storable food, the best quality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It has a sweet, it's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanser. cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites, our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Send a cameraman to hell. This is just scenes from Portland.
We recognize there are people with many different views.
gentlemen, the full video and more can be found on band.video. Greg Reese shot a lot of this footage. Savannah Hernandez was there as well. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is not hell. This is Portland, perhaps the closest thing to hell in the United States of America. I mean, this is just out of control. Look, you know, you don't want syphilis, you don't want AIDS, you don't want herpes, you don't want to go to Portland, folks.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best durable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room is Raw, which normally would mean the end of InfoWars live broadcast, live transmission for the day. But I no longer have that honor of closing out the InfoWars live transmissions, and I'm excited to announce here with Deanna Lorraine in studio, we are launching an election coverage special starting tonight, and it will be weeknights. 7 to 9 p.m. Central, 7 to 9 p.m. Central. The links will be at InfoWars.com, and the streams will be at band.video. I'll be hosting some. Harrison Smith will be hosting some. Savannah Hernandez, some of the other hosts will be in studio. And Deanna Lorraine joins the team, and she will be hosting as well. And in fact, you are hosting the premiere tonight.
Yes, I am. It's going to be great. Everyone's going to be there. It's going to be a countdown to election. Taking back America. We're super excited. And we're going to have all the, you know, this is going to be the place to watch the election countdown on. All the news, all the crazy stuff, all the breaking moments that we're going to see between now and the election. Because this is the most important election in American history, hands down. I know everyone keeps saying that. And it wasn't 2016. It's this. This is the most important election ever. And we need to take back our country. And we need to do every single thing possible to take back our country in the next, 70 days?
70 days.
70 days. That's insane. What are we doing? You know, like, really, what are we doing to take back our country? And we know that this is going to be rigged. We know that the Democrats are going to throw every single dirty trick at us to try to steal the election. But on InfoWars, we're going to be covering every moment of that, right? And it's just going to get crazier and crazier. We know it.
Well, and I know you'll be hosting 3 days a week. I'll be hosting 1 day a week. Harrison Smith will be hosting 1 day a week. It'll kind of be a roundtable. Mm-hmm. We'll have special guests as well. And so kind of be a nightly news election update panel. And, you know, look, for 3 hours a day, most days I can only get to, like, if I'm lucky, 75% of the stuff that I want to get to. So there's stuff that we don't get to. And then highlights from the day, clips from the president as he's going to be doing more campaigning, more live speeches as well. We'll have all the clips from whatever the latest news is with the Democrat riots in the streets. And then hopefully, as we get closer to Election Day, there'll be more breaking news when it comes to some alleged indictments that are hanging open right now over the head of Barack Obama and others within his administration. So that launches tonight, 7 p.m. Central. Deanna will be in studio tonight. Tomorrow night, I'll be hosting Wednesday and Thursday, and then Harrison Friday, and then next week will be a different schedule, but we will keep you guys updated on that. All right.
It's going to be great.
Before we get into some serious news here, have you heard of this? This is a headline from the Daily Mail today. TikTok users injure themselves twerking to Cardi B's hit, WAP, with one taken to the hospital. Fans of Cardi B's smash hit, I guess that's a pun, WAP, have been injuring themselves trying to dance along to moves in videos posted on TikTok. Now, I was just handed this to the crew, so I'm not sure what exactly.
Let's read this.
They're trying to do the splits here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then they get hospitalized trying to do the splits.
So not only is Cardi B corrupting kids and women, she's actually injuring them by having them imitate these twerking moves.
And would it be fair? I mean, would it be fair to say Cardi B is a professional whore, or is that not fair?
It's actually fair because she actually calls herself that.
Does she?
Yeah, she says, I'm a hoe.
And that's true. She does say she's a hoe.
Yeah, she says, being a hoe is like cool now. It's a sign of sexual empowerment.
So
and she has a lot, the longer the nails, apparently the bigger the hoe and the more the empowerment.
I want to look, how do you, you know what? I'm just. Seriously, how do you wipe yourself with that?
I don't know.
She has to have somebody that does that for her.
I ask myself many different questions.
Or maybe she goes European with the bidet. But hey, this is what young girls need to realize. You can't hoe like Cardi B.
No.
Cardi B's a pro hoe.
Right, right.
You got to get to a certain level to be hoeing them like Cardi B.
Right. And, you know, there's not everybody.
Oh my gosh, she even reposted it.
Oh, wow. She's literally on a stretcher. A dislocated kneecap, apparently, for twerking.
Yeah, you know, that's what happens, like, playing, you know, sports or running or, you know, something mm-hmm. like that. Oh, no, I was twerking to Cardi B.
Yeah.
Oops.
So this generation is going to be hoed out, twerking out.
Eating Tide Pods
and getting injured and going away on stretchers, as if we couldn't see anything else. But yeah, it is a sign. It's a sign of empowerment, though. Remember, this is,
yeah,
I think the more stretchers you get into, the more of women's empowerment it is. And isn't that kind of how it works?
It's like that. Have you seen that meme that's going around where it's like 90s kids versus kids today?
Oh, no.
It's like,
yeah.
I skinned my knee climbing a fence, and then I hit 6 home runs, and then I, you know, swam in the pool and almost drowned, and then I caught a frog, and then I, you know, came home, and now I'm having, you know, dinner or whatever. And then it's like, my iPod died, and I went into a depression. I ate a so Tide sad. Pod and had to go to the hospital. I was twerking to Cardi B and injured my knee. It's like, oh my gosh.
But the worst is when you see a side by side of like 1920s guys or like 1950s guys. And then you see 2020 and I mean, it's just sad. It's night and day. You know, these men
weren't wearing dresses in the 20s.
Right. And they had full blown families and everything by the time they were like 23. I think, you know, the founders of America, right? They were the signers of the Bill of Rights. Weren't they like 22 years old, 18 years old?
Well, it must
really
be.
Really young.
It must be tough, though. Must be tough trying to do a Cardi B hoeing video.
Yeah.
Hey, here's one you may not have seen yet. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is trying to hire a new creative director. Guess how much it pays per month. See if you can guess this.
Okay, so... let me see. A creative director for AOC. 18,000.
See, you're thinking within the box.
Okay.
$6,666.66 per month.
Shut up.
It's the official Google documents right here. Check it out.
Why is everything in this year have 666s in them? That's bizarre. Out of all numbers, it has to be 6666.
And 666.
They couldn't just do the 00. It has to be 66 cents. This isn't a parody or anything, right?
No, that's her actual thing. Remember when that lady asked her about like eating babies or whatever
right.
at her campaign event, mm-hmm. and she didn't even blink.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah, for sure.
So
and then we have HR 6666 bill. We have the
right.
you know the Bill Gates patents, which are 60606. I mean, you just can't make this up anymore. They're pushing it in front of our face.
By the way, so I guess Ocasio 2020 released a pamphlet of all the different jobs. I mean, for a woman of color, for a minority woman, I mean, wow, her campaign must be doing pretty well for a creative guy to be making some pretty good bank there at $6,666.66 per month.
It's not bad. I mean that's
it's
not
tough
bad.
To live off that in New York, but
right.
you may not even have to live in New York for that.
Yeah, exactly. And with the 6.6, I mean, I'm surprised that he wouldn't just round it to 7,000.
Hold on, I'm hearing something. Oh, you also have to sell your soul to Satan. Okay, thank you for that.
It's
okay.
Just a small caveat.
Yes, okay, you do have to sell your soul to Satan first, and then you can receive the monthly stipend of $666.
6666.66. I mean, you just
signed
can't,
by
you
Satan.
Can't, yeah, signed by Satan.
Satan
in,
signs the
in
paycheck.
Blood, of course, in red ink. I mean, you can't make this up anymore. They're right there in front of us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, in case you didn't know enough about these people, they're just flaunting it for you now.
Mm-hmm.
It just, come on.
They think we're stupid.
$6,666.66. I mean, who does that?
Right. And she put it on social media. But this is what we're living in now. And this is why when the sheep keep saying that we're conspiracy theorists, I mean, you just can show them some of these things. I don't know. I mean, they're the ones who are wearing tinfoil hats if they're not believing this. I mean, the mask is the new tinfoil hat, isn't it?
And we don't even wear the tinfoil hats. It's like some weird analogy they made, but they actually wear the mask, which is more likely
that is a tinfoil hat.
Yeah, than anything else I would see.
Right.
All right, when we come back, here's what I'm going to do when we come back. I'm going to show Deanna some of the craziest things you're ever going to see a leftist say. I mean, folks, you really think these people are nuts? You really think these people are psychotic? You haven't seen anything yet. Wait till you see some of the psycho left that I will present to you.
I can't wait.
On the other side of this break. If you thought the left was psycho and insane before this segment, you're going to be fully convinced in about 15 minutes. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
The social engineers bet on you not having a memory, more than anything. And they also bet, as they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4% when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that
that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Before I get into this madness, I'm outraged right now, as is Tom Fitton. Tom Fitton just tweeted this out today. Outrage. Rather than appeal court shutdown of Clinton testimony, Attorney General Barr just told Judicial Watch it will ask court to shut down all discovery into Clinton emails and defends Obama state's handling of Clinton emails.
What?
President Trump should ask who runs the Department of Justice slash state. Boy, that is pathetic.
Why? Why? Barr? I thought Barr was going to drop the hammer. What is going on?
I wonder what the Q
predictions.
People, I wonder what the Q people think of this. I'm not surprised by this. Every step of Hillary Clinton's political path, whether she steps on a little child or whatever, is protected by the government every step of the way. It's like the same thing with Letitia James in New York is now, interviewing Trump's anything, literally. Mm-hmm. Trump went to the bathroom in this stall in 1973. I need an investigation. I mean, literally, it's that bad. But the Clinton Foundation, no investigations. I mean,
they're the most protected people in the country, them and the Obama administration. I mean, I just don't get it. Like, what more do we need? And how much more evidence do we need? How much more do we have to draw this out? I mean, if Barr drops the bar on these people, I don't think anyone's going to be happy. I think that's going to affect the election. I think that's going to be, millions of people, not just in America, but around the world that are going to feel like there's no justice in America anymore. It's justice for one side only.
It's beyond just two-tiered justice. I mean, this is just outright protection. This is outright criminal protection of a criminal enterprise known as the Clinton Foundation and all the crimes that the Obama administration engaged in. This is really, really, I'm enraged about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think there's good news, but I'm not surprised by it. So at the same time, it's just kind of like a...
Yeah, but you know, if something doesn't happen by like November, so they might be kind of waiting. They said that Barr says that we don't want it to seem like it's something like a political hit job, but we don't care. I mean, if justice is justice and evidence is evidence, and if you have something to show and to unleash or to indict, it should happen regardless of what timing it is. But if anything doesn't happen by November, I think there's just going to be so many angry people and people, and they're going to take it out on Trump.
For Barr to request a shutdown of any discovery, I mean, that is really
right. What does that mean? Level. Does that just mean dragging it out?
No, that means you literally can't get it. It means that you can't find. You'll never be able to claim to get those emails at all.
Wow.
So it's like if you are in a court case and you want evidence, Barr just said nope.
What?
Yeah.
That's BS. That's BS.
Just more deep state protection of Hillary Clinton.
Wow. I wonder how Trump feels about it.
He probably doesn't even know yet. I didn't hear him address any of this during his speech today. He's on Air Force One right now. But
come on, Barr. Don't let us down.
That is a big, fat loser of a move from Attorney General Barr.
There's going to be a lot of disappointed people today.
We'll see what comes of that. Okay, let's do this now. Now, Rose McGowan is hammering the Democrat Party. And
my new hero.
But she has really exposed some of the craziest liberals you're ever going to see in your life. So Rose McGowan tweets this out. What have the Democrats done to solve anything? Help the poor? No. Help black and brown people? No. Stop police brutality? No. Help single mothers? No. Help children? No. You have achieved nothing. Nothing. Why did people vote Trump? Because of you, MFers. Spot the lie. Can't do it. Now, I've never heard of this lady. Okay? And I'm glad. At ecosexuality, I don't even want to know what that means. But Stephanie Iris Weiss responds, we don't have any other option but to hold their feet to the fire. If we let Trump win, and this is, folks, where you get into the madness. Now, look, this woman just puts her thoughts out on Twitter. This is the mind. This is the mind of your average liberal progressive Democrat. Listen to this. If we let Trump win, more black and brown people will get sick, die, lose their jobs, and be evicted. Electing a pragmatic Dem who knows the winds are blowing left is far, far better than outright fascism. Folks, they literally think this. They literally think Trump winning means, quote unquote, minorities are going to get sick, die, lose their jobs, and be evicted. They literally believe this, Deanna.
I know.
Can you imagine being so, this is beyond brainwashed.
It's mental illness.
It is. You are mentally ill.
Yeah. It's like saying the sky is a deep color of red and actually believing it. I mean, these people actually believe literally everything that the media tells them. The communist media tells them. It's mental illness. And the scary thing is these are people that are leading our country. You know, these are people that are either leading the country or are about to lead the country. But these are people that are mentally ill. And if you look under Rose McGowan's comments under those tweets, which I did, and I was hoping to see some faith in humanity, but there's about a million of those, just like that girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the mind of the left. And by the way, just since you mentioned it, this is a CNN headline. Black newborns more likely to die when looked after by white doctors.
Oh, my God. No way.
So
I just can't.
It just shows you how evil. But at ecosexuality gets worse. It's worse.
Oh, my God. Please tell me what ecosexuality is and what
I can't and I won't. But I will tell you what she responded to President Trump's tweet. Over the weekend, President Trump tweeted out, Robert, I love you. Rest in peace. His brother Robert Trump that died. And so this sick leftist freak replies, you have no idea what love is or feels like. Every cell in your weak, broken body thrives on hate. Now, doesn't that sound like Stephanie and not like President Trump? To me, that sounds like Stephanie and the left. Every cell in their body thrives on hate.
Right.
Because that's all I see from the left these days.
And the very day that his brother dies, you know, hashtag wrong Trump was trending on Twitter. Hashtag wrong Trump. And we have thousands of disgusting hate-filled liberals who are shouting out reasons why it was the wrong Trump that passed away. And they're saying, you know, oh my gosh, my prayers were obviously not specific enough. I mean, this is it's mental illness, it's soullessness, it's, you know.
Complete disconnect from reality.
Mm-hmm.
And just fully connected to Satan. They've unplugged from reality and they've plugged into the demonic evil of Satan.
And these people have children. Many of these people have children. Can you imagine like how their children are growing up?
Here's another one from Marcos Mouliasis. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but again, just another, you know, influential leftist, co-founder of Vox Media and other things.
Oh, great.
I'm all about rubbing it in GOP's face that our nominee, listen to this insanity,
okay,
actually goes to church. The Democrat Party is now objectively the party of faith, family values, and national defense. The Democrat Party is the party of faith that removes God from the national or from the Pledge of Allegiance. The Democrat Party is the party of family values that openly supports Black Lives Matter, that calls for the ending of the nuclear family.
Right.
And the Democrat Party is the party of national defense as they call for total gun control, anti-Second Amendment.
And so, millions of illegal immigrants storming the borders and erasing the borders and having Antifa seize police stations.
So look, okay. I know that our audience, most of it understands that the leftists are literally living in a parallel universe.
Yeah.
They literally are in complete denial of reality. They live in a reverse reality, a mirror world. But I just wanted to give you more evidence of that. And there it is.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top
manufactures the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? Incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score. Now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We're back in studio. Deanna Lorraine is with us. We were talking during the break. I believe the biggest swing state that matters is Texas. People say, that's not a swing state. What are you talking about? Well, may want to check twice, folks. The Republican Party of Texas is a big, fat failure. Hey, look, I'm glad that Alan West is has a big role in it now, but it's not good. It's not good. Beto O'Rourke
Oh man,
came close to beating Ted Cruz. And in the most recent elections, Democrats outvoted Republicans, at least in Travis County, 8-1.
Wow.
So when you think
that's
about
like California,
that, when you think about that, you better realize that don't consider Texas to be red anymore, folks. It is purple. It is a swing state. And to me, it's the most important swing state of the 2020 election. If Trump wins Texas, he'll have no problem. I do think he could actually win without Texas, but just beware, folks.
We can't get too comfortable either. You know, we can't. I think that there's just nothing that the Democrats are not going to throw at us. So I don't want to say anyone should get cozy.
Including balloons of feces. I don't know if you're aware. No, I'm not even kidding.
Okay, we need to see balloons of feces.
Hold on,
like a birthday party where they're like throwing balloons up in the air and there's feces.
No. Antifa literally fills balloons. There's images from Portland.
That's so gross.
They literally fill balloons with feces and throw it at police.
Oh, man.
And look, you're probably asking yourself, same question I asked myself. How do you do that? Folks, they literally have tutorials. I'm just going to leave it at that. They literally have tutorials. It involves water, and other chemicals. And yes, folks, they literally pop a squat over a balloon. And then mix up their own feces so they can go into the balloon. I'm not even
so they like
joking.
Liquidate it or something.
Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. Out of all the reasons that I've seen, I think that would be a reason not to be a police officer. Like that in and of itself.
The day the police stand down is the day that Antifa the day that the police are defunded or stand down is the day Antifa or Black Lives Matter, whoever it is going to be begging for the police to save them from whatever it is that's coming their way.
Yeah. I want the Antifa to have the balloons of feces thrown at them.
By the way, well, that's nice of you. just let's leave it at that. Okay. Let's step away from the
feces.
I'm going
to be thinking about that all night.
Don't. But here's why I'm so afraid of Texas. And quite frankly, the Republican Party is what it is. The Republican Party is not pro-Trump. The Republican Party is the same Republican Party as 2016. The only difference now is Trump is the head of the Republican Party, and Trump will motivate people to go vote for Trump, and then thus they'll probably fill out a Republican ticket. That's why 2018 was so bad for Republicans. Trump wasn't on the ballot, and that's why so many of these special elections haven't gone the way we'd like him to, because Trump's not on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
But here's an individual who I'd hoped would be receptive of me wanting to get involved in Republican Party politics, but they don't. It's just like how you have now Republicans going on Fox News over the weekend, disavowing QAnon, saying QAnon supporters are crazy and they have no room inside of Republican politics. Dude, that's like half of Trump's base.
Yeah, that's so weird.
So, I mean, but they don't care. The Republican Party's anti-Trump. Believe me, the Republican Party and the Republican Party establishment would rather lose 2020 and retake power over the Republican Party than have Trump win and actually save the Republican Party. That's how out of control they are. But I want to tell you how bad it is. So now Robbie Swove, I've never met this guy, but he's another one of these, I guess you'd say conservative Inc. people. They don't like us and they don't like InfoWars. And so Robbie Swove says, Laura Loomer is crazy. And then makes a bunch of other crap.
And I like that little facial expression they always put up there of Laura Loomer. They find the most ridiculous screenshots of her.
So Swove says, Laura Loomer's crazy. The GOP should shun her. Instead, they have embraced her. Why should the GOP shun her? I wouldn't say they've embraced her, so that's double fake news. But the head of the Travis County GOP right here in Austin, Texas, Matt Mikowiak, who I tried to be my friend, he replies and says, I reject her completely. And hope every good Republican does the same. Wow, Matt. Wow. I got news for you, Matt. Laura Loomer has a bigger you-know-what and balls than you do, buddy.
That's for damn sure. But these aren't Republicans. Remember, these are rhinos. I mean, literally, they're Republicans in name only. And President Trump has been exposing them for the last 4 years. You know, I came from communist California, and I'm telling you, the rhino party over there, the California GOP, is a joke. It's not made of real Trump-supporting Republicans. They're all swamp creatures. You know, I ran against one in the race against Nancy Pelosi, and they're swamp creatures. I mean, these people do not want real conservatives in office. They don't. They want to stick to the status quo.
They don't want conservative activists is what they don't want. They don't want conservatives that will actually make anything happen.
And make a difference, yeah.
By the way, we're rolling President Trump getting off of Air Force One into the beast here.
Woo! Look at him.
But here's the ultimate irony of Matt McCowiak, the chairman of the Travis County GOP.
That's disgusting.
Who had me kicked out of the Travis County meetings this year. He gets attacked because people say, you had Owen Schroyer speak at your event. And then he gets attacked and he says, no, I didn't. It was a smear. But here's the irony. The smear he's referring to is from Media Matters and Southern Poverty Law Center. Guess when they kicked me out of the Republican convention in Travis County, guess whose headlines they read to tell the audience that I was a bad person. Guess who?
Daily Beast.
No. Think about the irony. Think about what I just said.
Okay.
McCowiak claims he was smeared by Media Matters and Southern Poverty Law Center.
Media Matters and Southern Poverty Law Center.
Republicans at the Travis County Convention literally read stories from Media Matters, from the Southern Poverty Law Center, smearing me, and then they do the same to Matt, and he doesn't even get it.
That's what they do. That they're the masters of the wrap-up smear. They're just as bad as the left when it comes to that. I mean, these are the rhinos. There's no difference, really, of the right and the left when you're dealing with rhinos and swamp creatures. They don't want true patriots into office. Oh, wow. Look at that tweet. That's insane.
I know. This is the head of the Republican Party in Travis County.
Right. When you guys are on the front lines.
Hey, you want to know why Democrats outvoted Republicans 8-1 in Travis County? The name's Matt McCowiak. 8-1, Matt. 8-1, Matt, in Austin, Texas, dude. How do you feel? How do you feel, Matt? I'm sorry. I'm telling you, Texas. Look, I'm telling you, Texas.
Oh my God.
You better watch out for Texas.
And what about? I mean, even your governor. I mean, a $2,000 mask fine.
Sold us out.
A $2,000 mask fine. You know, I was sitting outside of a bar or restaurant the other day on Saturday night. I recorded, actually, I'm going to share this in the Taking Back America show tonight. But I recorded this footage because there were four cop cars. Okay, four that were outside of a bar, and they went on in and they hauled this girl out. Why? Oh, it must be something serious, right? No, it was because she wouldn't put on her mask. Mm. God forbid there's child molesters out there, there's rapists, there's real killers out there.
Cities are actually burning right now, but hey, that mask ain't on, right?
Yeah, and $2,000. I mean, are you kidding me? Four cop cars it took, four cop cars. Something's wrong here. And Texas is not the right, the conservative state that we used to think it was.
I'm telling you.
People need to get off their butts.
I'm warning people about it. They're surprised. But seriously, there's more of a response to a 60-year-old lady not wearing a mask at a convenience store than there is to literal mob rioting in the streets, burning buildings, looting, robbing, murdering. Literally, more of a response to an old woman not wearing a mask than actual violence and murder in the streets. It's really sad. And, you know, another example of how the Democrats are just, I mean, folks, I'm sorry. The Democrat voter is just so stupid. I don't know how else to put it. There's no way to put it kindly. They're stupid
people. Mental illness.
From the American Thinker, the most revealing poll of all, gun sales. And it gets into how all these Democrats are buying guns. Like, all these Democrat voters are buying guns. Like, everyone's buying guns. It's like, this is the number one poll, is everyone's buying a gun. But it's like, all these Democrats going to buy guns don't even realize you're voting for people that don't want you to buy the gun. So you run out, you buy a gun, and then you vote for a guy who wouldn't let you buy a gun.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president, that's what she said on CBS News, and that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen, and the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalist.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, we got some news coming down the pipeline. A big old stinking Hollywood fundraiser for Kamala Harris is about to kick off. So that's nice. We know where PETA would has their political support going. Right,
is Tom, is Tom Hanks going to be there? Doing a cameo?
Not sure, but he may be selling foot-long hot dogs. Joe Biden's mysteriously disappearing dislikes on YouTube. justthenews.com. That doesn't surprise me. And then...
that's funny.
It's really bad. Trump goes live and millions of people tune in on the internet. These are measurable numbers. Biden goes live and it's like 56 people, maybe?
Yeah. I've had actually more live stream viewers than he has when we've done it at the same time. That's how bad he is.
And you will be live tonight,
yes.
7 to 9 p.m. Central. We'll have the links at Infowars.com and the streams at band.video. All right, I know you've seen this, and you're going to play some clips tonight when you're live as well. But guys, Linda Sarsour has a new accent. She's been gone for a couple months, maybe even years. It's been a long time since we've heard from the cockroach. And so she's reappearing now, and she has a new accent. Check this out.
Tuesday, which is tomorrow, August 25th, 2 p.m., we're going to meet at South Central Park. We are asking for our sisters and brothers across Louisville and outside of Louisville
come on,
to come down, to stand in solidarity, to remind people that justice still has not been served.
That's right.
We want you to show up for the family of Breonna Taylor,
right,
but also for the many families that have been killed at the hands of the LMPD, and we have not forgotten them.
Right.
We also want you to come stand with the protesters.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Linda Sarsour does her best AOC fake black accent is the best way I could describe what that is. But you know what?
Do you talk like that when you're in front of them? I mean, do you change your voice?
No.
I mean, who changes their voice?
Well, look, aside from Democrats, I mean, Hillary Clinton does it too.
Yeah.
The Democrats have always done this. Aside from Democrats changing their voice to whatever audience they're speaking in front of, you know, I'm actually really upset because, guys, just pull the B-roll back up. I mean, they have these... I just can't believe it. I don't even know how to say it. But
the masks?
No, not even the masks. The fact that they have, I mean, folks, the Democrat Party has black people so brainwashed. It breaks my heart. I just don't even know what to say. These black people have really been taught by the mainstream news and the Democrat Party that they're less because they're black. That's taught to them by the Democrats, by the mainstream news. And so then they become that person. They accept that victimhood. And then that becomes their calling card. That becomes their fight when it's not even real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so offensive to me that you have Democrats and people like Linda Sarsour who take advantage of black people and take advantage of black plight, as they call it. And then and the worst part is it's like they really think they're fighting the good fight and they don't understand how they're ripping away their own future and prosperity.
Right. And they believe it. They believe, oh, we're less than, we're less than. I mean, if someone tells you that you're less than, that you're a victim, that you can't do certain things because of the color of your skin, that's racism right there. And instead of being upset about that, you know, instead of being upset that the Democrats Party sells them short and sells them out and says you can't be all who you want to be because of the color of your skin.
And if you don't vote Democrat, you ain't black.
Right. Exactly. I mean, how they aren't disgusted by that is that just goes to show you how sophisticated the brainwashing really is.
And look, I see these people with their Breonna Taylor masks on and their shirt
pearl mask. What is that? A pearl studded mask?
And their shirt says black skin isn't a crime. Again, these are the Democrats selling you these lies. Now, what happened to Breonna Taylor is not good. Nobody wants to see that happen.
Right.
An innocent young girl. But to sit here and say she was killed because of her skin color, it's an outright lie. That's an outright lie.
And the lie, it's just so complete when the police officers that have been black and the business owners that are black and all of these other people, children, there was a 7-year-old boy a couple weeks ago that was black that was killed by another black man, you know, but those go completely unnoticed. So black lives don't matter to black lives matter. They don't. They care only about one kind of political black life.
And see, but that just shows you how the Democrats are in complete control of the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
That just shows it all. The only reason why you know any of these, victims of police brutality or whatever is because of the Democrat Party and the mainstream media. That's it. They are, they say dog whistles, dog whistles. All the Democrat Party does is dog whistle.
I know, they do.
That's all they do.
They own the dog whistle. They're the masters at the dog whistle. And, you know, when we have them in the background, they're just saying, It's like when Obama was giving his speech, you didn't build that, right? When he always talked about how if you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner and you got wealthy, you didn't build that. And we have everyone in the background just shouting, they're cheering it on. They don't get it. They're just not connecting the dots. So these people want them in chains. They want them in chains. How is that not outraging to the black community?
Well, the good news is it's not going well right now. I mean, the Democrat is losing the black vote unlike any other time before. So that's the good news. But it's still really sad. I mean, it's honestly sad to me. It's sad to me to see these people brainwashed by such deceivers like the Democrat Party. That's really what it all comes down to.
Right.
Linda Sarsour is a deceiver. Maxine Waters is a deceiver. Barack Obama. These are deceivers.
Al Sharpton.
These are deceivers. And you know what? I was going to do this tomorrow, but you know what? We might as well just do it now since we're on this. You know, LeBron James thinks he's some sort of a genius because he knows how to pick up a book and stare at the pages. But guys, let's actually roll Malcolm X, and maybe this will make it to LeBron's ear because he definitely isn't reading it. Guys, just roll clips 15 and 16. Just roll these back to back. This is Malcolm X, who is speaking to modern day black people. That's who he's speaking to right here. Malcolm X was ahead of his time. He's speaking to you right here, LeBron. Maybe you should listen to this.
I would say that just because a person is a Negro or a black American does not mean he's going to struggle for Negro rights or for jobs for Negroes or anything else. I think that today you could point to a large number of Negro leaders who have consistently betrayed Negroes in a whole host of areas.
They aren't really Negro leaders. These are puppets that have been put in front of the Negro community by white liberals. These are parrots that have been put in front of the Negro community by white liberals. You can't name me a Negro leader who has been betrayed Negroes, who has not been endorsed, sanctioned, subsidized, and supported by the white liberals. But being friendly and being a friend, I think, are two different things. I think there are many whites who act friendly toward Negroes. A fox acts friendly toward the lamb. And usually the fox is the one who ends up with the lamb chop on his plate. Mm-hmm. The wolf doesn't act friendly, and therefore the wolf has more difficulty in getting the lamb chop in his plate.
I'd like to point out, though, that...
I say that because it is usually the, if you study the structure of the Negro community, mm-hmm. economically, politically, civically, psychologically, and otherwise, it's controlled by the white liberal. Mm-hmm. Who usually poses as the friend of the Negro, who actually differs from the white conservative in the same way that the fox differs from the wolf. I'm suspicious of whites who join Negroes and always have to be in the lead, who always have to be the head, who always have to be at the top in Negro organizations. Those whites who really have the interest of blacks at heart, let them give some advice to some Negroes and stand on the sideline, but don't join the organization and then get at the head of it and pose as a friend of Negroes.
Today, you could point to a large number of Negro leaders who have consistently betrayed.
And so, by the way, what I've learned from doing more research into this, Deanna, after the LeBron James thing,
wow,
is that all these liberals, and I don't know whether they're black or white, but these are strictly black websites where I got this story from, Atlanta Black Star and Rolling Out. The headlines are, what would Malcolm X say about Negro celebrities meeting with Trump? The other one is, Malcolm X warned blacks about sellouts entertaining racist leaders like Trump. And what I realized when I read their stories, they've literally never listened to Malcolm X.
No.
They've never read Malcolm X. They just assume these things about Malcolm X and then put them into their stories or carry around a book pretending like they know what it is. So, you know.
Yeah. I don't think they've really read much of Martin Luther King either. I mean, they're clearly not going with their his words. I mean, he's all about treating people and judging people by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin.
Like,
they're doing
of it. New York University moves to implement racial segregation in student dorms.
They're literally going backwards.
That's today's headline.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's so LeBron they on page one of a book again.
Hasn't he been on that page for like the last month?
He never leaves page one.
Right.
You didn't realize it, but it's true.
It's all for optics, guys. But this is why. I mean, they're going backwards. They want segregation now. They're wanting racism now. They're wanting separate water fountains now. You know, this is why we need to take back America, folks.
And then what do? Biden supporters attack 7-year-old wearing MAGA hat outside DNC. And everybody saw that video from over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Democrats, look, the Democrat Party is the biggest terror organization in America. The Democrat Party is the biggest hate group in America.
They have no shame.
Just stay away from it, folks. Just stay away from it. All right, Deanna Lorraine is live in an hour. Infowars.com for the links. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.